It's Air Talk on 89.3 KPCC. Tomorrow, of course, Halloween. And on Film Week, we got a bunch of horror films to hear what our critics have to say about those. But we're talking candy right now for the next 18 minutes or so. I want to hear from you your very favorite candy and why. And the more exotic, the more difficult to find, better yet. 866-893-KPECC or the Air Talk page, kpecc.org. Gwen in Boyle Heights, your favorite.
Hi. My favorite candy is this candy from Oregon Bark. They make it's like an artisanal Butterfinger, and they make it in smooth and chunky, so it has little pieces of peanuts in it. And then the whole thing is covered in this really, really rich dark chocolate. It's absolutely delicious.
Wow, that sounds great, Gwen. Not the kind of thing you, of course, get out trick-or-treating, but from Oregon Bark. I love it. Short and sweet. Gwen with us on Air Talk, 866-893-KPECC or the Air Talk page, kpcc.org. Stephen Northridge says, chocolate raspberry truffles are my favorite. Whenever my dad is irate and I can't talk to him, I give him one of these and he goes, ooh, a truffle. All right, Steve. Soothe the savage beast. Stephen Northridge, 866-893-KPECC or the Air Talk page, kpecc.org. What is your favorite chocolate or your favorite candy, your favorite sweet of any kind? This Halloween, a chance for you to share at 866-893-KPECC or the Air Talk page, kpecc.org. For our engineer, Parker, Stroopwafel is his favorite, a wafer cookie made from two thin layers of baked dough with a caramel filling. That sounds good. Stroopwafel, 866-893-KPECC or the Air Talk page, kpecc.org. Norma doesn't like any of the obscure, the hard to find. She says stick with the basic. The chocolate bar, Snickers, Milky Way, and Three Musketeers. Norma is a purist. Thank you very much for that. 866-893-KPECC or the Air Talk page, kpecc.org. If you wonder what the most popular is, you know, there are all kinds of surveys that are out there that'll tell you what's the best? What's the worst? There are even power rankings for different kinds of, candy of various types. But we do have sales figures, of course, which continue to show that the favorites are very often M&M's, Milky Way does very well, Hershey's Kisses, Twix bars. Kit Kat bars, of course, are extremely popular. 866-893-KPECC or the Air Talk page, kpecc.org. Our producer Morgan says, I love Reese's more than anything in the world, but my boyfriend is allergic to peanuts. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. So you probably can't even have them in the house, I'm guessing. You have to confine your Reese's eating to away from home. 866-893-KPECC or the Air Talk page, kpecc.org. Bill in Westminster in Orange County, your favorite candy?
Larry, it's Bill Wright. I just wanted to shout out to the Co-op Fraternity Market and up in Santa Monica. It's their coconut chocolates, or their coconut chocolate chews are unbelievable. I'm sitting here just thinking about it. We don't have any anymore, and I got to get back there to eat those things. They're amazing.
Are they dark chocolate?
Dark chocolate and coconut. It is, oh, my gosh.
So what's the chewy part? Is it caramel, or what's in it to make it chewy?
I don't know. I'm no confectioner, but I think it's just coconut. It's just this layer of dark, delicious chocolate on the outside, and then on the inside is this coconut chew. You're right. It must be something. I don't know.
Yeah. Sounds great. All right. At the Co-op Market in Santa Monica. Bill, thanks so much. 866-893-KPECC or the Air Talk page, kpecc.org. Melissa in Claremont says her two favorites, the nostalgia standby is Good and Plenty. I remember those TV ads, love my Good and Plenty. And it's that that black licorice taste, of course, with the candy coating. And her favorite exotic is pomegranate Tootsie Pops. I had no idea they even had pomegranate Tootsie Pops. 866-893-KPCC. Shane, in Exposition Park, what's your favorite candy?
I was studying in England before COVID, and I just fell in love with pretty much everything made by Cadbury. We have the Cadbury eggs in the U.S.
Yeah.
Over there, they have dairy milk and a couple of others that are just amazing. And I didn't believe my classmates when they said, oh, well, you like American chocolate, but ours is better. And then I honestly couldn't admit to them that that was true. And I really miss it.
So Cadbury candy. Julie in the Valley also shouts out Cadbury's caramel. Haven't had one in years, though. She says they're evil. All right, Julie, 866-893-KPECC. Shane, thanks so much. Appreciate it. Let's see. Lucia in Redondo Beach, your favorite candy?
Oh, hi, Larry.
Hi.
Yeah, my favorite candy is licorice. I'm originally from Holland, and I like the real stuff, the real salty stuff, not the, you know, the Twizzlers, the black licorice that people refer to. I like the one that most people will put it in their mouth and go, oh, my God, this is vile.
I don't think I've had the really salty stuff. I like black licorice, but I don't think I've had what you're describing. Is that a Dutch specialty?
Yes. Every single Dutch child knows about licorice, loves licorice, and you have it in all kinds of flavors. And it is the real, it's very different from the stuff you get here, and I just love it. I would bring suitcases full back with me.
All right. And is it less sweet than the black licorice sold here?
Yes.
Okay.
So it has more salt. I mean, it's not very good for you, but...
No, licorice, well, it's supposed to be what? A soother of the stomach? I think that's what licorice is billed as. Lucia, thanks so much. 866-893-KPECC. The Air Talk page, kpecc.org. Ralph writes on the page, I don't understand why this is even a question. Of course, it's Mary Jane's. Unfortunately, I think they went under. Larry, I hope someday Air Talk might do an entire show exploring the mystery of why a Hershey's chocolate bar is so mediocre, while a Hershey's with almond is one of life's true candy pleasures. Ralph, that's quite a mystery to explore. 866-893-KPECC or the Air Talk page, kpecc.org. Your favorite candy on the eve of Halloween, back in a minute. I can't wait for tomorrow night with the scary stories that start at 6 o'clock and take you to 1 in the morning right here on KPCC. Where else would you want to spend your Saturday night than listening to those spooky and scary stories right up next to your radio? You don't want to wear it with headphones, right? You want to be right up next to a radio like old-time radio and Suspense or Inner Sanctum or some of those very scary and surprisingly violent old radio stories. Some of the stuff they put on the air, wow. We're talking about your favorite Halloween candy, 866-893-KPECC. Dane in Hawthorne, your favorite.
Hey, I like Mexican candies. Ever since I moved to Hawthorne, I've been exposed to a lot more of the spicy candies that involve like chili and the sweet flavors as well. They're really good, like chamoy candies specifically.
That's great. And you get them at local stores there in Hawthorne?
That's right. The 7-Eleven or the Northgate Market has really good selections.
And what are some of your favorite fruit flavors in those candies?
I like the mango y chile, and I really like the saldito, the plums that are in salty, spicy, and sour liquid.
All right. Sounds good, Dane. My mouth's watering. 866-893-KPECC, the Air Talk page, kpecc.org. Raphael in Fullerton says, for some reason, I love candy corn. The funny thing is, I don't understand why. It's not healthy in any way, but it's my guilty pleasure. And Raphael, the way you detail that, you're probably aware that candy corn almost universally ends up at the top of worst candy lists. Anywhere you see that on social media or, features of magazines or newspapers, candy corn is considered to be the vilest of the candies. But obviously, there are people like you who love it because they sell it, no question. Linda in Palm Springs says caramel creams, although I haven't had candy in decades. I'm a dietitian, she says, but I've always missed them, understandably. All right, 866-893-KPECC or the Air Talk page, kpecc.org. Chuck in Temple City says, my favorite candy is a tablespoon of Nestle's baking chocolate morsels with almonds and to chew them up together. All right, make your own. Wendy in Pasadena, Chico Stick, my favorite old school candy. It tastes like the inside of a Butterfinger candy bar. All right, so we're learning about all kinds of ones that you may not be familiar with. Let's see, we have Lisa in Santa Ana. What's your favorite?
Thank you, Larry. What a fun question. Well, like many things in life, sometimes your moods determine what you want to have. Do you want chocolate? Do you want fruit? So the best of both worlds, hands down, because Belgian chocolate is the best in the world, Lady Godiva, dark chocolate filled with raspberry. Originally, they produced it in the shape of a gumdrop, but they must have known my frustration that I wanted more. So for the past few years, they have been making them in the shape of a delicious candy bar. And they remind me of my husband when we were dating.
Oh, nice.
How can you not love dark chocolate and raspberry?
That's a great combination in so many different things, whether it's a tort or a candy bar, a cake. Lisa in Santa Ana with Belgian Godiva chocolate, dark chocolate, of course, and raspberry. You know what's funny, though? And I know the Belgian chocolate is great. It's phenomenal. Having grown up with C's in Los Angeles, LA's own C's, I am partial to C's. And I know it's never going to win a taste competition with a high-end Belgian chocolate. But it is funny how the childhood taste will often get formed. And for me, I love C's. Let's talk next with Noah, who's in Pasadena. Noah, your favorite candy?
Well, I hate to admit this, but honestly, the childhood favorite through Halloween was always those Good and Fruities. And I actually called because I'm hoping some listener will tell me where to spot them, because you get so disappointed when all you're left with is those, like, creepy, licorice-y Good and Plenties. And every time I scour a market looking for them, I realize the only Good and Fruity I'm going to find is probably 25 years past it.
So that's funny. I didn't know they'd stopped making it, but I hadn't even remembered there was Good and Fruity. But I do remember now that you bring it up. So we'll see if anyone else knows where you can find Good and Fruity. Not Good and Plenty, same manufacturer. That's Noah in Pasadena. David, listening in Gilbert, Arizona, your favorite candy?
My favorite is Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, so much so that my kids have not found any in their basket or in their bags for years.
So it just disappeared. Isn't that amazing that the thing that's your favorite just somehow isn't there for them to find when they look through their bags? David, thank you. 866-893-KPECC. Jeff in Palm Springs says, my favorite obscure candy is Abba Zaba, a taffy with peanut butter in the middle. It'll pull your fillings out. I remember Abba Zaba because one time I think my dad got one and put it in the refrigerator for some reason, and I pulled a little piece off, and it just broke like a piece of tile or something. And yeah, it would just destroy your teeth, no question about it. 866-893-KPECC or the Air Talk page, kpecc.org. Let's take one more call quickly from Randy in North Hollywood. Randy, real fast, your favorite.
Well, the brittles are my favorite. Peanut brittle is generic, Keith, but you had mentioned See's Candy.
Yeah.
And which brought to mind one of my very, very all-time favorites, which is California Brittle. It's a brittle with chocolate coating and I think almonds on the outside. I'd rather have a box of California Brittle than a box of variety.
All right. Randy, thanks so much for that. Carolyn Upland says, the Lindt dark chocolate, 97%. My friends think I'm crazy, but I love it. Carol, I assume you're not eating that too close to bedtime to keep you up all night. Park in Anaheim says that he has two. Dewar's peanut butter chews, only made in Bakersfield. And so I guess it doesn't have Dewar's scotch in it. And Atkinson's Chicka Sticks. All right, Park, thanks very much for that. Well, I want to take this opportunity to thank our terrific AirTalk production team. Each week, they do so much work to bring you the great segments that we have on AirTalk. They're led by our senior producer, Fiona Ng. Also, our thanks to our producers, Matt D'Angelo-Antonio, Natalie Chudnovsky, and Lindsay Wright. This week, we had help from Julia Murray and Morgan Keith. Our news apprentices are Manuel Valladares and James Chow. Our engineer is Parker McDaniels. Have a wonderful Halloween. We're going to get you in the mood next with Film Week with our critics reviewing horror films. And reminder to tune in tomorrow night, 6 o'clock, for Scary Stories.